Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another amazing program at Turn the Light On with Kevin and Martita.
Hi, Martita. Everybody.
Hey, so glad you're here with us today. I'd just like to throw you right in there here anymore. You're almost like the regular co-host, and I really appreciate having you here. So, you know, we are a topical devotional slash Bible study here on the air on 91.5 FM. Thanks for joining us. If you're joining us, it's 7:30 a.m. and you're waking up and you're getting things to going, and we're going to encourage you. But if you're joining us the other way, which is on our website at ourlighthouse.net, on the Turn the Light On tab on the church's website, we're a part of Lighthouse Christian Church here in Merritt Island, Florida. Do you recommend it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's
I
been a great
it's a place for family.
Yeah.
You know, you get to know people. And when you come in, don't be shy. Just say hi.
Yeah, right.
Introduce yourself.
We're all pretty down to earth. And I love everything that's happening here at our church. But once again, welcome to the program, everybody. We're so glad that you joined us today. And typically we have a topic and I have the co-host do it, but I actually brought the topic today. So I'm going to drive the bus a little more, and Martita, you get to follow along and
I'll
try
follow
to be
along.
Me and fill in all the gaps. But our topic today is, and with so many things that are going on in the world, how do we react to stress and difficult things, you know? And I think this is the key. We need to watch our mouths.
Yes.
Okay. We've got to be so careful as to what's coming out of our mouths. What are we speaking? Because life and death are in the power of the tongue. And, you know, there's a lot going on in our country. There's a lot going on in people's lives. People are under stress. There's a lot of negativity that's just flowing out there. And, you know, when you get into these difficult situations at work or different relationships, maybe your health or things like that, maybe financial stuff, it's vital that we know how to react. Seriously, you know, we've got to know what to do. And there's two scenarios that determine whether the outcome is going to be victorious or not in your life. And the first one is you will either react the way that the world expects you to, right?
Yes.
You're going to follow the world's plan, the world system. You're going to do things the way they tell you to do it, or you're going to react according to God's perspective in the Word of God. And, you know, the goal is to have the Word in you so that when you get squeezed, what's usually what happens when you get squeezed?
Whatever's inside is going to come out.
Exactly.
And that's the key. You said that in there. What are you putting yourself? What are you feeding yourself?
Yeah.
Because whatever we're putting inside is what's going to come out. So if we're putting the world, if I'm watching the news, if I'm watching horror movies, if I'm putting myself around people that are negative all the time, if I'm thinking negative,
right,
that's what's going to come out.
It's going to rub off on
you. But if I hang out with people that are positive, if I'm putting the Word of God inside of me, if I put music that is filling, you know, worship music or good music, I just realized not long ago I was listening to an old song, and when it played it, and it was a soft, oh, oldies, and then when I listened to the words, I'm like, whoa, what am I singing?
Right.
It was about having an affair and, you know, keeping a secret, and I can't be with you because I'm already married, and I'm thinking, this is an oldie.
It's a horrible
Yes.
thing to be confessing out of your mouth.
Exactly. So as soon as I realized what was coming out, I'm like, oh, I'm not listening to you anymore. So it's what are we putting inside? What are we watching? What are we listening to? Who are we hanging around with? Makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I think that if we can get to a place where, you know, we are pushing forward in our life, that our greatest days, you know, are going to come as we get the body of Christ back in alignment with God's promises.
Amen.
As a pastor, my goal and you know, is to see people get to know God through the Word, understand what His promises are for their lives, and grab a hold of them and push them forward into those promises. And, you know, you teach in the university classes that we have here. It's like a free Bible college. It's not running right now, but it's going to pick back up in January. We encourage you to come for that. But we're teaching and instructing and having classes and different things all throughout Lighthouse. Every night of the week, there's something to do here. Why? Because we want to get you in alignment with God's promises. We want you to know the truth, because the truth's going to set you free. As the bride of Christ, we need to be strengthened for what's coming. I believe that
Amen.
Times are coming, and you know we're going to experience breakthrough unlike anything we've ever encountered, Martita,
as we
see
read,
the promises of God
as you're
coming
saying
from
that,
our lips.
Amen. And I want to back you up with what you just said. In John 10:10 says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." So as you're saying is, what are we putting inside of us?
Right.
If we are we putting the abundance of the Lord, the truth of the Lord, confessing the word over us, or are we being lied to?
Right.
Being destroyed for lack of knowledge of the word of God? So this is really important. We have to understand that evil comes from the evil one, not from the Lord.
Right.
And we need to feed ourselves and prepare ourselves. So when the trials and tribulations or something comes and happens, we are already in that state of walking in the Spirit.
Sure.
And not blow up because we're walking in the Spirit. But not
That's
way.
So hard. I mean, you're saying that. Not, I know it's true.
Yes.
But it's one of the hardest things that we have to try to do in our life is to walk in the Spirit, not fulfill the lust of the flesh when we get into trials and tribulations and circumstances in our life.
But you know, when you're walking with the Lord, when the time comes, you'll be doing it and you don't have to. It's not something I have to do. It's something that will flow out of you.
That's so true.
Because if I am sitting, if I'm laughing, if I'm really laughing, a gut laughter, I cannot be depressed.
Right.
If I'm worshiping the Lord, I'm really worshiping the Lord, I am in heaven. And things will happen and you will react differently that if I'm at work stressed out and I'm already ready to explode and something happens and I'm going to snap because I'm already in that pressure.
Yeah, you're under that pressure. Yep.
You okay.
know, the enemy is always trying to take advantage of your circumstances. Think about that, right?
Yeah,
he wants to get you to believe a lie. He wants you to take the bait, per se. I don't know any other way to explain it, but you know, don't fall in his traps.
Yes,
and he's setting easy. Traps every minute of every day.
And we have to realize that his traps are not easy to catch. In other words, he knows how to hide them
Sneaky is what I always say.
Exactly, you
he
won't
is.
Know that you know you're. He makes it look pretty and tempting and good. And by the time you realize it's bad is when you're already in the trap.
Yeah. You're right. You know, I don't think Satan cares about who you are. I don't think he cares if you're a nice person or even a kid. You know, his mission is the same. He wants to derail us. He wants to throw us off track, distract us from being who God's called us to be in our life. And, you know, Scripture says that God has come to bring us life.
Amen.
And in that life, there's abundance. We can flourish. We can experience these things. And the enemy's number one goal is that, no, you can't have what God has for you. I'm
yep.
going to derail that. I'm going to take that from you. And the biggest way that he does that is by getting us to speak things out of our mouth, because he knows that we were made in God's image and in God's likeness. And God spoke the earth into creation. God did things and the world was created with words, and words have power. So, you know, the biggest thing that I think we really need to reiterate today in this program is that we need to watch our mouth.
Yes. You know,
we got to watch our mouth.
You said, because I'm thinking people will hear that, oh, well, the Lord created the world with his his mouth, you know, when he spoke, well, that's God. Yeah, but we're created in God's image.
Yes.
And when Jesus came and he left to heaven, he says, we are his ambassadors. We are to speak. We are to teach. So when we speak, our words have power and authority.
Right.
And what we are saying is what we're calling forth to happen.
Yeah.
Good or bad. It
sure.
doesn't matter.
No, you're right.
Whatever we're speaking.
There's creative power in that.
Exactly. We're calling it forth. We're speaking it and it brings power and authority for things to happen.
Yeah. I believe it this way. The words that come out of your mouth are united with the living word of God.
Amen.
And they bring results. See, when God speaks, everything moves in accordance with what needs to happen by his words. And mm-hmm. I think we underestimate the power of our own lips. You know, what results is what I'm speaking going to bring? And I think we underestimate it. I really do. I think we say things sometimes haphazardly or negatively, thinking, oh, it's just me venting or whatever, but we are setting something in motion in our lives.
Yes, we
are.
When
we speak.
Yes, we are.
Every time, every word. That's why the Bible says it will be judged by every idle word that comes out of
scary.
Our mouth. And I don't think it's like God's just waiting to judge it. I think God is saying that every idle word that comes out of your mouth is going to create something.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to be judged by. What did our life create? And in those negative words and those negative things, which I'm guilty.
We're all guilty.
I'm guilty. You guys can't see me out there, but I'm raising my hand. I'm waving it violently in the air going, I've spoken death this week. I've spoken death over my life and I need to be better about that. And we all need to be better about that.
Yes. It's first we have to renew our mind.
Yeah.
Because that's the starting point. Or actually, first we need to realize and pay attention how we speak. Because a lot of times we're not even listening to the words that are coming out of our mouth.
Sure.
And we need to really think and listen to ourselves. And two, before we speak, think.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times
we're quick to speak.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then we're
out
like,
it comes.
How can I take that back? And we can't.
You can't.
Now we can break it in Jesus' name.
You can.
We
can
renounce.
Reverse things.
I can say, I renounce
agree.
What I just said. Please forgive me, Lord. And I break the power that I just gave to those words.
Right.
By the blood of Jesus, I break it and speak the opposite. Like, let me give you a simple thing. How many times do we go, man, I'm so stupid? When we
right.
do something done.
Yeah. Or, oh, I'm sick and tired of this.
Yes. In Jesus' yeah. name, I break that, and I have the mind of Christ. So it switches it. Let's not just break it, but let's replace it with the truth of the word.
Yeah. In James 3:10, it says, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. And it says, my brothers and sisters, this should not be. If we can learn to tame the tongue, you know, we can actually overcome word curses. I mean, I believe that some words actually have curses
yes.
attached to them. So what exactly, Martita, is a word curse?
It's anything that comes from your mouth that disagrees with God's word. These words lower you or someone else from what God has called you to be or that person. When you choose to speak negatively about someone or even yourself, which is the number one, it might be a name, a snide comment, or gossip, or like I just said, you know, how many times do we call each other's name because we made a mistake? That's a curse word.
Sure. You know, you said the word negative. You know, I look at that, and, you know, when you think of what is a negative, it's a person, an attitude, a situation that is not desirable or optimistic. You know, a word or a statement that expresses denial or rejects something, it refuses to accept, or vetoes, and it renders something ineffective and it neutralizes it. You know, I mean, that's such a powerful definition of negativity is, I mean, by definition, powerful. And if we are running our lives and our mouths, in a negative mindset, we are releasing hell.
And you know that
around us,
as you're speaking, it's a bad habit.
It is.
Okay. It is a bad habit, but it can be broken. But when we're talking, I mean, how many people get up and they go, oh, it's so hot here. And when they tell me that, a lot of times, Florida is so hot. I'm like, I'm in heaven. I can wear shorts, t-shirts, and my flip-flops every day. I don't have to go outside and shuffle snow. I see the sun shining. We can go to the beach, jump in the pool, go in the AC. So it's taking whatever's negative and looking at something positive out of it. It's becoming, creating that habit. And you know what? A habit is created in 21 days. How right. about, I'm going to throw a challenge out there. How sure. about fasting negativity for 21 Ooh. Days?
I'm not going to say anything negative. I'm not going to be negative.
Yes.
Oh, man, do I want to accept this challenge?
I'm just saying, you know, because if we
All
do,
right, I'm going to accept it.
21 days of a fast like that and switching in and say everything that comes out of my mouth has to be positive.
Right.
You're creating a habit, a new habit. Not only that, you're breaking the power that Satan has over you with negativity and giving it to the Lord.
I think I'm going to discover just how much negative stuff I do say by doing this, okay? 21 days. I'm going to mark my calendar. And, you know, the bottom line is, when you read that definition, it's easy to grasp how damaging your words can be. It
oh my
really
gosh.
Is. And I have to admit, I've been negative in my life. And it's going to affect myself and others. And it affects the people around you as you hear them saying these things, because we've all been around people who are negative or toxic,
oh my
right?
gosh. Yes.
I know you've had some different employers, different things at jobs, you know, but in the natural, when we're negative, it's affecting the atmosphere. But if we come in and refuse to be negative and we bring positivity into our speech and we begin to speak the word of God, we begin to speak life over people, the atmosphere will change in a room. I believe it can change everything around us.
Amen.
I've shifted rooms before.
Yes.
With my words.
Yes.
You know, I've had a waitress at a restaurant and she's just negative, slinging chairs around, and we came in late and blah, blah, blah. And I just said, you know what? God loves you. And we, you know, tipped her $100.
Mm-hmm.
And the room shifted.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And
so what you're saying is not only your words, but your actions had to
your
back
actions,
up your words.
Your words, any of those number of things. But when you're speaking negative words against somebody, you know, are you considering what that curse could do
oh my
in those
God.
Situations?
Yes.
You can, like, take your children when they're really young, and you can speak negative to them, and it can infiltrate their entire core belief system about themselves for the rest of their lives.
I actually was speaking to somebody yesterday and that was sharing with me that her daughter is very depressed and she is close to 30 years old.
Right.
And she can't keep a relationship, a healthy relationship. And I said, what's going on? She said, all she's seeking is a proof. It's for her dad to
right.
say, I love you, and to show approval.
Right.
And she's looking that in the man that she's dated, and she can't find it. It's not good enough.
Right.
So she's hurting, and it comes down. And I said, well, what do you mean? She goes, because her dad always criticized her all
yeah.
her life. She was never good enough. So to her, she's never good enough.
Right.
And even when she gets a compliment, she can't receive it because of the words that her father did and gave her.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. Our speech has so much power. But again, we speak out of what's inside of us. What are we putting inside? And what is inside of us that needs to be cleansed out? What toxics do we have inside of us that we need to bring to Jesus so he can heal it, cleanse it, so we can be free? Because at a lot of times we say, but it's just you don't understand. That's because we're in bondage. Do we
right.
have unforgiveness? Do we have bitterness? What do we have? Pain, trauma?
Fear.
Exactly. So what is inside. Ask Holy Spirit, Lord, show me what's stuck inside of me that needs to be taken out so I can be released from
it.
Yes. And then replace it with the love and the joy of the Lord. And that way we can be free. Again, we speak of what's from what's inside of us.
Yeah. I think the bottom line is this. Negative words are considered words that curse. We've laid the groundwork for that. And I believe that they're insulting to God.
Yes.
Because we're not operating in the word. And Jesus said, when you've done it to the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you've done it to me. So would you talk to God that way?
Wow.
Would you speak to the Lord the same way you speak to your wife or your husband or your kids in your own home when no one's looking?
Yes.
You know, obviously, we wouldn't. And I think the bottom line is this. God wants us to operate out of love. And instead of, you know, brutalizing people with negativity, you know, we need to be praying for them. We need to be encouraging them. We need to be lifting them up. And, you know, God's plans are to set them free, not to bring them into more bondage. And our words have the ability to do either of those.
That's right.
So God's commandment, I believe, is that we need to operate out of love. We
need
to bring
me
love to the table.
Something my mom, I grew up with, and she always said, if you have nothing nice to say, just don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
You know, keep your mouth shut sometimes.
Sure.
You know, and walk away. And then go, okay, Lord, why am I so angry at this person? Or why do I want to snap? And the Lord will help you forgive that person if it needs forgiving, or walk away and not deal with it. That it's better to keep quiet than to speak it.
Sure. And the bottom line is this, everybody who's out there and you're listening to us today, the words that curse, they're not only harming the people that you're speaking them over, but they're also harming you, since you're coming out of agreement with God and out of agreement with God's word. So
you're opening the door.
I mean, the Bible's very clear about how we should treat people, how we should speak. And if we study and read and look at all of those things, we've got to bring some things into check.
So. Oh, I like this. Matthew 5:22. I got to read this. If you're even angry with someone, you're subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you're in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you're in danger of the fires of hell.
Ouch.
That is a strong one.
So what do you sound like when you're dealing with difficult people in your life? What words are you speaking over your kids, over your family, over
other people
around you?
Yes.
Yeah. And when you're hanging out with your friends, what's coming out of your mouth?
Yes.
It's a good day to do an evaluation and look into the way that your mouth is operating. So,
and this is not for condemnation or guilt. This is taking you to the next level for transformation. Let's take the time. Look, the end of the year is coming. Let's take the time to do some inventory and make some changes.
Yeah, for sure. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back and talk a little bit more about this thing called our mouth.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin and Martita here at Lighthouse Church. We're so glad you joined us today. Thanks again to our sponsors for all they do in keeping the program on the air and helping us to bring the Word of God to you. We've been talking today about watching our mouth.
Yes.
Oh, man. And we've hit some pretty powerful scriptures, and mainly with James 3:10, out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing, and this shouldn't be.
Yes.
That's what the Bible's telling us. So we've got to learn to watch what we're doing. So how do we take the curses and reverse the curse and then speak the blessing of God out of our mouths? Let's talk about words that bless.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, you have God's mercy and grace, and you can get out of agreement with every word you have spoken that goes against the word. And it's simple. You just say, I renounce the words that I have spoken.
Yeah.
Please, Lord, forgive me, because I have to repent for it.
Sure.
Please forgive me. I receive your forgiveness. I choose to forgive myself for it, and now I'm going to speak positive. So whatever the curse word it was, you need to switch it to a positive, to a blessing.
Yeah.
And we need to speak it out loud.
Sure.
Because the way to change the atmosphere is, I can think it, but I want to change the whole atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere. I want to change it. Therefore, I need to speak the truth of what the word says, so that way everything can change.
You know, the definition of a blessing is to, it's the act of words of one who blesses. The act or words, I'm sorry, of one who blesses. You know, so
I want to do this.
A blessing.
I want to bless everybody that is listening to our voice right now, that you will have an amazing season of holidays, that the celebration of Christ's birth will be deep in your heart, that transformation was going to come into your life. We speak unity over your family, divine health, that this season, even if you don't have any money, it doesn't matter. Get together, celebrate Jesus' birthday.
That's it.
Draw a card. It doesn't matter about money. It matters about being together.
Being with Christ.
Yes, in Christ. Celebrate it. Be happy. We speak blessing over you, your family, over you, whatever you touch, to be blessed.
Amen. So guys, once again, we want to say thank you for joining us here on Turn the Light On with Kevin and Martita today. And we are speaking blessings over you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We'll see you next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.